what was going to happen with, you know, this past weekend, if you were going to play someone else. I mean, how unusual have these circumstances been, and how do you feel like the staff is handling that challenge?
No, I think they're doing a good job. But like you said, there's just been so many different things that have come up. But the one thing that has been a little different in terms of the recruiting is just that nobody's been visiting. So this time of year, you'd be in the middle of official visits and, you know, people would be on the road recruiting. That's not the case this season. So going into signing day, it's been a little less hectic, but that doesn't mean our day-to-day isn't less hectic. There's just been a lot to juggle. But, you know, overall, it's just been unique, and I think our staff's doing a good job of handling it.
In a way, is it provide you guys an opportunity for the in-home visits now to be a little bit more comprehensive, or has that changed, or are those rules different than they were in the past because of Zoom?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just – it is what it is at this point. It's just been hard. You know, usually we'd be in the schools and we'd be, you know, doing all of our visits to the you know, families and everything like that. And this year you just can't do it. So we stay in touch with everybody. We've done a great job of keeping the lines of communication open. And, you know, I think our 2021 class is really strong. We got great people. We got great culture already and great families.
Up next, 24/7 Sports. Dave?
Hi, Ryan. As a head coach, when winning is obviously the most important thing, how important are style points in your estimation? The reason I ask the question is because it seems like the selection committee for the CFP puts a lot of value on that.
Yeah, I mean, especially with this, I guess, you know, a unique season. It goes against everything that we've been brought up with. And really every, I would assume, I know I thought about it the other day, I don't think there's any other sport in the world where anything other than winning matters. So it's very, very unique that way. And it just goes against anything. You know, just winning is what matters in every sport. I mean, if you were to win by 1 point in the NFL every week, you go undefeated, you win the Super Bowl. That's all that matters. But college football is different, and this year it's even you know, more strange. But all we're going to do is worry about winning. And doing the best we can, taking one play at a time. I talked to the team about that this week. If we start to go into a game trying to do anything other than just win one play at a time, you can get yourself sideways. So we'll just focus on that one play at a time, and then at the end of the game, we'll look up and see where we're at.
Thank you. Just one more. I know this is a touchy subject. I don't know how much you can say about it, but do you anticipate that all of your players that would have missed the last three games due to COVID will be back this week for Northwestern?
Yeah, the last time I said anything, I think I jinxed myself. So I'm gonna plead the fifth on this one.
Gotcha. Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Next up, Clay Hall, WSYX Channel 6.
Ryan, I know you watched some football this weekend. What's your take on Northwestern, and does the Florida loss help you a good bit?
Well, Northwestern's a very, very good team. Fitz has done a great job with his team this season. He's done a great job in a tough spot, getting this team playing well. I mean, I know Peyton Ramsey really gave him a shot in the arm on offense, but they got some really talented guys on defense with, you know, Newsom and Fisher and Gallagher. These guys have played a lot of football and have a lot of talent, and they don't give you anything. You have to earn it all, and you have to go all the way down the field. You got to play well, you know, third down. You got to play well in the red zone. That's just how it works. And, you know, they're going to create turnovers. And they do a good job on offense as well. So it's a challenge. And then, you know, in terms of the national landscape, what matters to us is just winning. And, you know, everyone can talk and have their opinions, but at the end of the day, what matters is how well we play on Saturday, and then we go from there.
Thank you.
Yep.
Next up, Benowitz with the Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Ryan. Could you just kind of compare how you feel about your team going into this year's championship game compared to last year? I mean, first of all, you knew Wisconsin, you played them. And secondly, you had 12 games under your belt. How different is the feeling this year, only having six games?
Yeah, it's different for sure. Like you said, we only had half a season. So, but I feel strong about our team. I think we've been through a lot. Even though we haven't played as many games, we've been through more as a team and learned more about our team during this whole fall. And there's nothing more rewarding as a coach than to see your team overcome adversity and get stronger and get harder and get tougher as the season's gone on. I think we've done that. So that's really positive going into the game. And we'll just keep growing.
In terms of the questions you still have about your guys, what would be the maybe the top couple that are still a concern for you?
I mean, no real concerns. I just think that we need to, you know, the second half of our roster got an opportunity to play a little bit on Saturday, and we'd like to see those guys get more reps. But now we're in a championship season, and you know, when they have their opportunity to get in there, they're going to have to play well. But when you get into moments like this, when you're playing for championships, you know, your veteran and good players have to play well. It's really, really important. Anytime that, you know, you win a championship, your good players and your great players play that way. And that's what's critically important going into this game.
Thanks, Ryan.
Next up, Stephen Means with Cleveland.com. Stephen?
You can't talk about specific guys yet, but the idea of when you guys are at the beginning of a recruiting class, when you're starting things off, I know you want a talented guy, but when you're trying to, you know, lock in that first guy, is there an idea of, you know, his personality? What type of guy are you looking for to start a class off with?
Yeah, you want to have somebody who's not only has the respect of the other recruits because of their ability, but more importantly, how they handle themselves. And then, and it's not just the recruit, it's their families. And in a perfect world, you sign somebody on one side of the ball, and then you sign somebody on the other side of the ball who's really kind of their Pied Piper. I mean, he's the one that is going to give great feedback on who these guys are. They're in contact with these guys way more than we are. So they're giving us information about what they're doing on social media, what they're saying in the text rooms, all those things. And that's really important, because for us to fit with who we are, the culture fit, that's what matters. And we did a good job in this class of identifying that early on and then building from there. But that's kind of the blueprint for us.
And in a year like this, where you can only do but so much, have you seen those guys kind of shine and step up to the plate maybe more than you've seen in other recruiting classes?
Yeah, because they've had to. The leadership has already been great. And that's unique because we haven't even been together. But yeah, to your point, I think that this group has a chance to be special.
Next up, Austin Ward with Letterman Row. Austin?
And you mentioned this a minute ago with everybody having opinions. I know how little attention you pay to that stuff outside the program, but when other coaches are speaking out and really kind of taking shots at your resume to try and get in the playoff, how frustrating is that to bite your tongue or as a competitor to not respond to that sort of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, listen, everybody has, you know, their team's back, and they want to fight for their team, and that's great. I'm not going to get caught up in the emotion of it all. All our focus is going towards playing in this game. And if we play well, we move on. And that's we know that in our heart. And that's just what matters. You know, this team is very, very talented. This team has great potential. And this team can play with anybody in the country, and that's the facts. And, you know, to be undefeated and to win the Big Ten championship, I mean, that speaks for itself.
Thank you. All of us that cover your team understand that you would have wanted to play as many games as possible. We get that. Are you at a point where you can see positives for it, or are you uncertain if this will be a benefit or a hindrance for you guys moving forward just because such a small body of work at this point?
Saying what would be an advantage?
Yeah, I mean, do you see there could be an advantage, or are you more worried about just having only played five games?
You know, I try not to spend too much time thinking about that. I think each conference has had their own, you know, individual year with their own challenges and different things that have gone on. And because of that, you're seeing just, you know, different number of games, different seasons. There's just a lot of challenges that come with it. And so we're just going to take it 1 week at a time. We, you know, we obviously wish we were playing in every week. We wish we were playing back in September, wish we were playing, but that's not, you know, the kids' fault. They've done everything we've asked them to do. And, you know, as of last week, we're playing at a high level. Look forward to playing in the rivalry game. Don't have an opportunity to that. So we'll go to Indy, pack up our stuff, and go do everything we can to go win a ring.
Thanks, Ryan.
Next up, Brendan Gulick, Buckeyes Now on SI. Brendan?
Hey, Coach. I apologize. Apologize in advance if it's hard to hear me. I'm over in the basketball arena, and there's some music here. Wanted to ask you a little bit about the way your guys have tried to get into a rhythm despite only playing five games. Is it a case-by-case thing where it's maybe just everybody's a little bit individualized, they need reps, they need to see certain things, or are you finding that, you know, maybe on the macro level, that as a team, when you do certain things in practice that you can overcome, you know, the fact that you haven't had as many game reps as you want?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both. There's nothing like getting game reps, but at the same time, we're trying to simulate practice or games in practice the best we can. And that way, you know, we can get those guys game ready, even though they're not playing in games. And one of the things I tell the guys all the time is, you know, you're going against really good players on the other side of the ball. We talk to them about that in recruiting. We say iron sharpens iron. And if you can play with these guys, then you can play with anybody in the country. And that's the idea. I think that's why you saw, you know, our offensive line play well against Michigan State. When you're blocking Tommy Togiai and, you know, Tyreek Smith and Jonathan Cooper every day, then, you know, you have an opportunity to get better. And I think that's a great example of that right there.
And who are the guys in your locker room that you think are best at taking what they see on film and applying it to practice and then quickly taking it to a game?
Yeah, I don't know if it's one position group, but I think the older guys and the mature guys get it. The guys who have played, you know, our linebacker group's a pretty veteran group. You know, we have some guys who have played here for a while, but in all positions, and they get it. The guys who have played in the big games, the guys who have played in the Big Ten Championship, the guys who have played in the CFP, they understand what it means. And being able to take that meeting to the field and be able to put it on the field and then, you know, into the game, that's what matters at this level. It isn't just going out there and running some plays and giving great effort. I mean, that's, if you don't give great effort, then you don't have a chance. So that's just understood. But what you got to do is you got to be able to execute at a high level. And that's where we got to be great this week.
Thank you.
Yep.
Next up, Nathan Baird with Cleveland.com. Nathan?
Hey, Ryan. Can you give us just sort of what has been the process of getting players back into – I know you don't want to identify individual players, but a player who tests positive, what was kind of the process of getting them back into practice and then compared to what you could do with the guys who were maybe out with contact tracing and how you had to ease them back into practice?
Yeah, we have a protocol in place where once they clear their cardiac testing, then we have to get them back into running and lifting, and then it gets back to 50% of the reps, then 30% of the reps. Vice versa. And then we kind of get into it. The skill guys are a little different than the big guys. The skill guys, you really worry a little bit about the soft tissue injuries. So we've been really careful about that and really been smart about easing the guys back in. The big guys, it's a little bit more of the pushing and pulling. And I think our medical staff's done an excellent job of monitoring that. We talk about exactly what the plan is for each guy every day. And but to answer your question, it's a progression over about a week where, you know, our medical staff and physical therapist Adam Stewart, Sean Barnhouse, those guys will take them a little bit. They'll go with Coach Mick, and then they'll go with their position coach, and we slowly add on more and more each day.
And what is it about Peyton Ramsey? I mean, because statistically, he doesn't really jump out at you. What are you seeing that has given Northwestern something it might not otherwise have?
I think he's a winner. You see him, you know, throw the ball away when there's nothing there. You see him make big passes when he needs to and take chances. I mean, he's a coach's son who's a winner, and he understands how to win, and he knows how to lead men, and he's got the it factor.
Next up, Tony Gerdman with Buckeye Scoop. Tony?
Ryan, having that Michigan taken away but still having everything in front of you, how long does it take you to push that aside and get over it if you can in the meantime and move on, basically?
It's something we've had to become really good at. I think if this was something where it just happened last year and everything was going normal and then this game got canceled, it would probably take a lot longer to recover from. But we're actually getting used to receiving bad news and having to move on quickly. And I think we've become hardened as a team to that. And because of that, we moved on pretty quickly and transitioned right to playing in this championship game, because that's what mattered next. Early on, when we would get bad news, I mean, you'd see long faces, and it would take a couple of days to peel them up off the pavement. But now I think these guys have learned a lot. And because of that, again, we were able to transition fast.
You think after, you know, sometime in February before spring starts back up, you're going to be in your office and just shaking your head about missing?
Yeah, I mean, I was saying it just the other day when we were in the indoor and we were getting ready for a meal, and there was, you know, just craziness going on in the indoor. I mean, people were setting up for a meal because we couldn't eat upstairs. There was people spraying disinfectant. There was people coming in out of the locker room. I mean, it was like if somebody walked in a year ago and saw what was going on in the indoor, they would have thought this was a crazy house. It's just been one of those years. But again, all we're doing is just trying to do what's best today on Sunday and then roll on from there, because again, it doesn't do you any good to waste energy on the past or the future.
Thank you.
Yep. Next up, Dan Hope with 11 Warriors. Dan?
Ryan, is it challenging for your team to, you know, get into a rhythm when you've only played 2 games in 5 weeks?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit for sure. But again, what we've tried to do is on those off weeks, we try to make it as much of a game as possible. We did that on Thursday. Nope, on Friday. We tried to simulate a game. We played about a half of football. We had special teams go out there. Everybody was on the sideline. So we're trying to simulate those the best we can to keep us in that rhythm and try to keep that momentum going the best we can.
Have you seen it wear on your guys at all, just kind of this stopping and starting and kind of having to deal with, you know, this uncertainty week in and week out?
Early on, I did. I don't feel that right now. I think that we're – and these guys are focused on being the championship season. I think it's something they really want to look forward to anyways. And so now that we're here, it's like, okay, well, we're playing for rings now. And so I've seen an excitement in their eye and a great look in their eye. Not as much the latter because, you know, early on you saw it a lot. But now as we're getting towards the end of the season and they know we got a chance to win this thing, then it's been a lot of excitement.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yep.
Next up, Bill Landis with The Athletic. Bill?
Hey, Ryan. Maybe carrying up that theme a little bit. You guys played an Indiana team that's really good, and it was a good game, and they pushed you, and I'm sure you learned some things about yourselves from that game. But you haven't had really, other than one game, any opportunity to sort of apply whatever you took from that to another opponent and kind of build on top of it. I'm just wondering how that, impacts your read on your team. I know you the mental makeup and the fortitude and all that stuff you have a high read or high level read on, but in terms of the pure football things, I don't know, like, do you feel like you've still learned things over these last few weeks, even though you only played one game?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I think when you look at the way we played in the first half, really in all these games, you know, have come out really strong and then had to learn to sustain that, which we did against Michigan State. I think that was great. There was some ways people were attacking us and you know, we had to move some things around and learn, because every year it's like a new journey. You know, do we need to make changes in terms of personnel? Where do we need to change things schematically? And how do we find our way? So we've been really dominant this year in a lot of spots. And then some of these games we've kind of learned a little bit about ourselves as well. So it's been a little bit of both. I mean, I think you're seeing some really dominant play, and then you're seeing some things that we need to grow upon. And I think that, you know, after that Indiana game, we learned a lot about ourselves and played really good against Michigan State. We're looking forward to playing that rivalry game yesterday. And so now we're just focused on Northwestern. But to your point, I think that we have found a little bit about ourselves, and hopefully we got our best football ahead of us.
And I asked this about your passing game, understanding that the Chris and Garrett are both very good. But they have, I think, about 60-something percent of Justin's targets. And I wonder if at all you think – you should spread it out a little more, or is it just that, you know, those guys are really good, and if they're open and we can pepper them that way, we're going to do it?
You know, they've done a really good job, you know, with their opportunities. And I don't think it's anything about, him, you know, picking a receiver. Sometimes it's just where the read goes, and they're playing a lot of reps. You know, they can handle it. They can handle, you know, sustaining a high level of play, and that's a tribute to them. And so they've gotten a lot of play that way. And we love to spread the ball around. We want to. And if the coverage dictates it, then that's where the ball will go.
Next, Whitney HH with WCMH TV. Whitney?
Hey, Ryan. How did you guys watch the Northwestern game this weekend? Were you kind of separate, or did you get in groups, Zoom? How did you guys get together to watch it?
We had a practice in the morning. And then at that point, we're not really doing team meals together right now. We had a meal set, but we decided not to do it all together. The plan was to watch the game a little bit together, but we decided not to do any team meals, just again to keep everybody away from each other. And certainly the virus is at the forefront of all of our concerns, so we didn't do that. But we had it on in the facility. When we got done with our practice, it was all over the facility playing. It was right around noon when we got done, and then everybody went home to watch it.
And their run game in that game, and really this season, has been very strong. You guys are really good at defending that. So what do you see from them that they do specifically in that area that might be a bit of a challenge?
Well, they have good players. They have a good offensive line. The young running back ran really good yesterday, and they have a really good scheme. They're well coached. It's going to be a good challenge for our front seven. And they come up with very unique schemes, and they're really sharp and know how to attack you. So we're going to have to do a good job. But at the end of the day, it comes down to taking on blocks and defeating blocks and tackling well. And that's what we got to make sure we're focused on.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yep.
Next up, Olivia Ray with WISH out of Indianapolis. Olivia?
Hi, Coach. I know you've already discussed some of the veteran players on your team, and we're trying to highlight one of those, being Pete Warner out of Indianapolis here. I know he's done well on the big stage several times here, but wanted to know what you expect from him in this final homecoming for the Big Ten Championship and just what he's meant for your program all around.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's playing as good as anybody in the country at linebacker. He's very versatile in what he can do. We moved him in at will, and he's having a major impact on the game. He's a man. I mean, he maybe didn't come in here that way, but he's leaving a man. And the way he handles himself when he speaks, people listen. He's very, very well thought out. We had our senior tackle last week, and his speech was unbelievable. So we're going to miss his leadership next year. We're going to miss his production and miss him as a person. But he's a special young man on the field and off.
Next, Pat Murphy with 24/7 Sports. Patrick?
Ryan, you talked on the radio show last week a little bit about Justin's goals to win Heisman. And I know team stuff comes first, but how much was that something he discussed to you in the offseason, and how much was that something you wanted to try and get for him this year, understanding that it's team first for you guys?
Yeah, it's all team first. That's what he's focused on, is winning a championship. And this year was a challenge in and of itself. You never knew what was going to happen. So who knew what was going to shake out this season? But he's competitive. He wants to do well as a team. He wants to do well individually. And I just told him from the beginning, but just that stuff will take care of itself. You just got to worry about winning each game and playing well in each game. And that was kind of the extent of the conversation.
And we're talking to Jonathan Cooper here in a few minutes. We've talked about him a lot over the last year, but to send him out with a Big Ten championship, I know it would mean a lot for a lot of these seniors, but especially for him, what he's been able to do, what would that mean in your eyes?
I think it would mean, like you said, unbelievable for a lot of guys. But Coop is special. I mean, he's been in this program a long time. He's poured his heart and soul into this program and has a lot of respect from everybody here, always will. And, yeah, it would be great to see him celebrating after the game on that stage and, after everything that everybody's been through, including Coop.
Had time for two more questioners for Coach Day. Up next, Joey Kaufman with the Columbus Dispatch. Joey?
Ryan, this week being early signing period, you guys are on paper to sign another really good class, and obviously there have been a lot of challenges over the last 9 months. How would you just grade the level of difficulty it has been this year to put together a top-ranked class or on paper?
Yeah, it's been a different type of challenge. Usually it's jumping on planes and, flying all across the country and, going from school to school. This year it's been being able to connect with, families and recruits that, you just haven't been able to spend much time with and have bring on visits and do those type of things. So that's been a challenge. And one of the greatest things for these recruits is being able to come on campus, spend time on our campus with our coaches, with our players, with our staff, being around the campus and just seeing what it's like being at a game. All those things were being missed out. And those are some of our biggest selling points. So it's just been a different challenge in order to sell that and talk to them about that and present that to the families. But it's been more this year about, certainly we have really talented young men, but it's been more about the culture and the fit. That's been really the focus, because with everything going on right now, you ought to make sure you're bringing in the right people. And that's what really, really matters. And that good things are going to happen. We have plenty of talent. We have really good coaches, but we have to make sure we bring in the right fit character wise. And a lot of times, if you want to come to Ohio State, it's because you want to be great. And I think this class wants to be great. They said it from the jump. I'm looking forward to signing them on Wednesday.
And just on the other end of your roster, obviously seniors have the option to come back because of the eligibility changes. Have there been any guys who've told you or have decided that they're going to be able to come back?
I haven't really had those conversations. You probably will maybe even after this game to start to get with some of them and figure out where their mind's at.
And final questions for Coach Day today come from the desk of Tim May, the Tim May podcast and Letterman Row. Tim?
Thank you, Jerry. Coach, I was wondering if you could indulge me and give me maybe two guys coming out of that Michigan State game that you didn't know as much about as you wanted to, but now you feel like you can count on them.
Well, I mean, to say we can count on them, you know, in what capacity, I guess. I think DeJuan and Matt and Max all stepped up in a big, big way. You know, and I think that was big. And that was really big to see them in that role. Now, they still got to grow. They're still going to have major challenges. You know, we're playing for championship now, so the competition gets even higher. But, you know, to say we can count on them to go win that game, yeah, they came through in a big, big way. And that was a conference game against a good team that just to beat Northwestern. So,
yeah. Those guys. And when I say Mike Hankwitz defense, what comes to mind? What comes to mind for me is extremely sound. You almost have to root them out of their responsibilities, et cetera. What just comes to mind for you?
They don't give you an inch. Like you said, they're so sound, and they just don't. He's been attacked so many different ways over the years out of different formations. He knows right to go. I mean, just one. Maybe you might get him once. You're not getting him twice. And they're well coached. They're disciplined. They do not give up big plays. When you try to bring in the big play reel, there's not very many big plays. And I think that's a tribute to them. And he's done a great job for years. And this year is no different.
Thanks, man.
Yep, no problem.
All righty, Coach Day. Thank you very much for your time. Have a good one.